is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. 4 days to go and still no deal on raising the borrowing limit.
Right now, the House of Representatives is still trying to pass a bill that a majority of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate have already said they won't vote for. It's a plan that would force us to relive this crisis in just a few short months, holding our economy captive to Washington politics once again. In other words, it does not solve the problem, and it has no chance of becoming law.
That was President Barack Obama at a news conference this morning, speaking about House Speaker John Boehner's proposal to raise the debt ceiling. Boehner has modified his bill in order to gather support from conservative House Republicans.
But for now, at least, the stalemate continues, with only 4 days to go before a possible government default. Let's hope the nation's lawmakers didn't make any personal plans for the weekend. Joining us now from Washington is 90.9 WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Anthony.
So we just heard President Obama speaking there about Speaker Boehner's bill, which doesn't or didn't have the support anyway of his own party. What's the latest to get things moving toward a deal down there?
Well, Boehner is now tweaking his bill, and he appears to be adding a balanced budget amendment, and that's to try to bring in more votes from the Tea Party. Having a balanced budget amendment added to the Constitution is a major plank of the Tea Party, and I think Boehner's trying to get them on board with his plan to raise the debt ceiling and tie it to this balanced budget amendment so that he can get it passed.
So that he can at least get it out of the House. Whether it would make it through the Senate, of course, is a whole other discussion. But Monica, you've been speaking with members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. What are they saying about the Boehner bill?
Well, I talked to Congressman Michael Capuano, who said he probably wouldn't support it because it's all spending cuts. And while he doesn't want the country to go into default, he says he's not a happy guy looking at this bill that only has spending cuts. And he says that it's not fair. It's not sane to be looking at just cuts and not at where to bring in a revenue stream. He also would want to look really closely at where the cuts are coming. If they're just to Social Security and other social programs and not to corporate welfare programs, it's not something he could support. I also spoke to Congressman Lynch, who said no, he couldn't support it either, because while he understands the validity of a balanced budget amendment, it's something he might be able to support in the long term. We need a solution by August 2nd, and that process could take many months. For three-quarters of the states would have to ratify a balanced budget amendment for it to go into effect. So it's possible that could result in the country going into default while the states were trying to ratify a balanced budget amendment.
Yeah, when it's explained that way, it sounds like a plan that doesn't have much chance of getting through. Now, the majority leader in the Senate, Democrat Harry Reid, he's got a competing bill to Boehner's that would raise the debt ceiling through 2013. We hear that Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown may be willing to sign onto that plan. You spoke to him as well, is my understanding. What did he tell you?
Yeah, I spoke to Senator Brown earlier today, and he said he would support the Reid bill because it would save the country from default, and it has helpful spending cuts. That's the first time he's weighed in on this debate. Now, Reid is tweaking the bill, so there's nothing directly on the floor for the senator to go down and vote for at this moment. But he also mentioned he would have supported Boehner's bill. Now, that's before adding of the balanced budget amendment. So things are changing very quickly. As Senator Brown pointed out as well, every 30 to 40 minutes, the whole scenery can change. But he supports something that has spending cuts and doesn't raise taxes.
So it's going to be a busy weekend for all those people down there. Now, I understand members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation have been talking with constituents and that you listened in to a town hall meeting that Congressman Stephen Lynch had with senior citizens. What did you hear?
Right. Congressman Lynch called out to about 16,000 seniors called into his town hall today. And he said what he heard was a lot of concern, a lot of fear about what could happen when the country, if the country goes into their default. He said some of them are saying it's his fault, that he's part of the problem. A small minority, he said, are saying that. But he's hearing a lot of fear because people are watching TV and tuning into this and just concerned. He doesn't have all the answers, he said. He's just trying to do the best he can to move it forward.
All right. Well, that's 90.9 WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reporting from Capitol Hill. Monica, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.